This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. Keith Posley has been on the job as the interim superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools since April, following the resignation of Darian Driver. But the sight of classes getting underway at MPS is nothing new for Posley. He's been with the district in various capacities for nearly 30 years.
Posley started as a teacher and was a principal for a time before moving into an administrative role. Already, he's laid out an ambitious course for the district, which has faced numerous challenges over the years. Lake Effect's Emily File sat down with Posley as the year was just beginning to talk about what lies ahead for the district and its leader.
So the first big decision you made as superintendent was a big change to the budget. Your predecessor, Darian Driver, had proposed some cuts, and you decided to take a completely different direction and made some cuts that turned out to be more popular, at least from the vocal groups that were speaking out about the budget. And you ended up cutting about $13 million from the central office. So what was your thinking behind that decision? You had just taken on the superintendent role and you made this major change. Why did you decide to do that?
I decided to do that because of children. This work is all about children for me and making sure that children are able to receive a quality education. And in order to do that, I needed to have teachers in classrooms and putting money into schools where our young people are.
What about the budget deficit in future years? Do you think there will need to be cuts to classrooms?
My goal is not to cut the classroom, because that's truly where the rubber meets the road for the learning process. And I'm going to do everything in my power to stay away from the classroom and stay away from cutting the classroom. Yes, we have situations with our budget that has been forecast, and we are right now working to make sure that for not only this year but years to come, that we will have a balanced budget.
And what are some things that you have been thinking about, kind of long-term money-saving measures that the district could take that don't affect the classrooms directly?
Well, there's a number of different things that we could do, and number one is enrollment. Number one is to increase our enrollment, and that's something that we have undertaken this school year to do everything that we can to increase enrollment. We've been canvassing the neighborhood, knocking on doors, going to every location that you will find parents and children to make sure that we enroll young people.
So enrollment, you're counting on enrollment to go up
to
help the financial situation.
Absolutely.
And how can you do that? I mean, you went door to door. People in the district went door to door this summer trying to boost enrollment. But the reality is that there are so many options for Milwaukee area students. So how do you make MPS really a much more attractive option that results in the amount of an increase in enrollment that you would need to really help the budget?
We have to be the first and the best option that's in this city that this city has to offer. And we're doing everything to make sure that is the soundbite that everyone get an opportunity to hear, and also to be able to tell our story of the great things that happen on a daily basis in the Milwaukee Public Schools.
So you've said that your focus is going to be on strengthening the fundamentals, reading, writing, and math. Did you have a specific experience in your career as an educator and administrator that made you think that that is the path to success for a school district like MPS?
Yes, and I will start by saying my experience at Clark Street School, as principal of Clark Street School. We were a 90-90-90 school, 90% attendance, 90% poverty, and 90% proficiency. And it was simple. It was this whole thing around math, reading, and writing at mastery levels with fidelity of implementation every single day. And also in the, like for instance, for an example, in the area of reading, if a young person is receiving one block of reading, maybe they need two blocks of reading. And looking at this second block is more of an authentic reading piece where young people get a chance to explore and adventure read about themselves, read about things that they are interested in, and just get a chance to see themselves through reading and look at reading from different ways and different lenses. We, this summer, have pulled together an ambitious instruction plan for the district. We looked at it through the lens of math, reading, and writing, pulled together the academic office, teachers from within the district, and a number of other administrators in the district to sit down to look at what ambitious instruction looked like in math, reading, and writing. We have pulled out high leverage strategies that we're going to implement with fidelity, with a laser focus. One of the things that I added into my organizational structure is a communication performance office to make sure that everything we do is driven by data. So we're constantly looking at data on a daily basis, and that's informing our decisions.
What is that going to look like for a student in a classroom? Is it going to mean more minutes in the day spent on those subjects or different ways that they're being taught? Special teachers coming in, what is that going to look like?
It's going to look all of the above, you know, and our goal is to make sure that our young people get what they need, and looking at individual growth plans for each one of our students. One student may need this and another student may need something totally different. Also getting that support, and were you talking about people coming in? Yes, we are asking that, you know, for instance, I have a system of support. Everyone here at 52nd and Valete that's a part of the academic team will be visiting and working with young people in schools. If children are not reading and writing at proficiency levels, it's everybody's problem. It's not just the teacher's problem. It's not just the child's problem. It's all of our problems, and we're going to share in that together, and we're going to put that support around those young people to get them there and get them where they need to be. So it's going to be a multi-approach of coming at it from all different angles. And yes, I'm going to say that we're going to be shooting scores up overnight. Nothing happens overnight. But I assure you, with time on task and implementation with fidelity, we will see growth.
What kind of feedback have you been getting from teachers on that approach? Is there any fear from teachers who are not teaching those core subjects? Theater, art, PE, is there any fear that those are going to get pushed aside?
The overwhelming thing that I've heard from teachers is thank you. It's time that we zero in and focus on what matters and focus on what we need to do for young people.
So a recent Marquette poll shows that people in Wisconsin favor more spending on schools and that K-12 education is one of voters' top priorities. What do you think that will mean for MPS as the biggest school district in the state of Wisconsin?
It was very refreshing to hear and just to know this is something that I've known for a long time. This is not anything brand new to me. And I know a school is where it matters. Schools is where it counts. And we have to invest in our schools. If we want a strong Milwaukee and a strong Wisconsin, it's going to start in our schools.
Are you hoping for more state funding for schools?
We would always welcome more state funding. And I'm hoping for any type of funding that's going to come our way that's going to meet the needs of young people.
2 weeks into the school year, what do you think your biggest challenges as interim superintendent are going to be?
I would say, number one, making sure that our children are in school every single day. Because every single day counts, and making sure that we're delivering high quality instructions every single day, from bell to bell, teaching.
Mm-hmm. And you announced this attendance campaign recently. So you really, it seems like it's a big goal for you to get students who are chronically absent from school back in the classroom.
Right, we got to get them there. You can't learn if you're not in school. You have to be there every single day. And so we're pushing our young people to be there every single day. I'm pushing on the community to help us to make sure children are there every single day. And if you see a young person, even yourself, Emily, if you see a young person out and about and you have a casual conversation with them, ask, why are you not in school today? Or either shouldn't you be in school today? and encourage them along the way to please attend school every day.
There's the attendance campaign, there's the focus on the core subjects, and you've also announced this new initiative focused on the 53206 zip code. Mm-hmm. Are you worried about biting off more than you can chew?
No, I do it all the time. You can look at me and tell that I don't have a problem with biting off of a lot. And I think that our district and our young people deserve it all. And it's my responsibility to make sure they receive what's needed. And all over the city, it's a lot to be done, but I have a lot of great people, and no one travels this road alone.
In terms going back to enrollment and the challenges around enrollment, do you have an opinion about whether MPS should expand its portfolio of charter schools and partnerships with charter schools, or do you think that takes away from enrollment at traditional schools?
No, we have a wonderful landscape of school communities here in the city of Milwaukee, and we have charter schools within our district, and we are very excited about that. And we're looking at market share, and we have charter schools as well as traditional schools, and we're all one family. We're all Milwaukee Public Schools, so we are excited about the whole idea of having charter schools in our portfolio.
Do you want to be permanent superintendent?
Wow, absolutely. I don't do this for dress rehearsal, you know, but I do this for young people. At the end of the day, this is all about young people. I'm giving it 110% every single day, and that's 7 days a week, trying to make a difference for young people. And I'm a firm believer, you do what you have to do, get the job done, and all of those things will fall in place for itself. So I'm about getting the work done and about making sure that young people have the same experiences that I had as a child and have the opportunity to truly live the American dream. And we know that is all possible with a quality, wholesome education. And that's our mission in the Milwaukee Public Schools, to give all of our young people, all 76,035 students, a quality, wholesome education that they can walk out of these doors and go and command the career that they want in life. And all of the things that I see on a daily basis make us MPS proud. And I just encourage Emily, you and the listening audience, to please take time out of your busy schedule and visit one of the 160 schools of excellence in the Milwaukee Public Schools.
I would love to.
And I'll take you up on that offer.
Okay, Dr. Keith Posley, Interim Superintendent of MPS, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Keith Posley is Interim Superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools. He spoke with WUWM's education reporter, Emily Files. You can hear other stories about Posley, MPS, and education as a whole at WUWM.com.